With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day, 168 hours a week, 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
In and around, he's in and around. He's really in and around today.
Authentic noise from the fans.
As I said to your researcher,
time for all the sport. Sound that horn. This is Sports Horn.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
The time is 8:05.
Ankles.
Ian, we're really angry with a player we've spent the season blowing smoke up his bottom with a pair of bellows. The problem with this player is he now thinks he's bigger than the club.
And it's a disgrace, Anthony. No one is bigger than the club, especially that player and that club.
Not that club.
It's that club, for goodness sake.
Is anyone bigger than the club? Roger is in Basildon. Roger!
Golfers.
I'm sorry?
Golfers.
I'm sorry, I don't follow. Are you saying golfers, Roger?
Golfers, yeah.
And why golfers?
Well, they're bigger than the club, aren't they?
The golf club?
No, actual clubs that they hold.
Right, and your point is?
Well, the clubs would be made bigger.
And what would that achieve?
Well, it'd be more funny, wouldn't it? Bigger clubs, more unpredictable.
Yeah. Would the balls be bigger too?
No. They'll be the same size. The point being, nothing will be bigger than the club.
Yes. That's yes. Do you like golf, Roger?
No.
No, that's terrific. Thank you, Roger.
It will be called the PGA Norma's Tour.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show, proudly sponsored by Phil Babb's Go-Karting.
Thrills, spills, and me, Phil!
Just 30 seconds from the A651. Come pit stop at Phil Babb's Go-Karts.
That's right, and for those of you going to Phil Babb's go-karting track today, you are in for the ride of your life because there will be three former footballers in attendance. Not only is Phil Babb going to be there, as is his contract.
He's not going to be there today, Anthony.
Oh.
He's got to stay in for a washing machine delivery.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. But because there will be two former footballers in attendance, Steve Bold and your very own Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
Ian, you're off to Merseyside Street. Straight after we've done here, and can I ask, will the lovely Peggy from Budapest be joining you?
She will, yes, my new girlfriend. And speaking of motorsport, she really is the checkered flag.
And your ex-wife Denise is a mere safety car.
That's disrespectful to yes, Denise. She's a big red Ferrari, but Peggy has been a dream girl online. She flew in last night, she's in a hotel in Liverpool, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing her for the first time.
With Steve Bold?
Yeah, with Steve Bold.
Did Steve Bold not consider not going, you know, just to give you lovebirds some space?
Well, he really likes his karting, Anthony.
Jim in the Wirral won our competition this week in Big Picks.
Big Picks, in partnership with Kitten's Classic Caramel Crunch. They make any tea break that little less painful.
Jim, you took a picture of a Kitten's Classic Caramel Crunch on a tea break in the strangest location. Where did you take it, Jim?
Outside Anfield.
Oh, what do you like?
What is he like?
Oh, and it's won you an afternoon karting at Phil Babb's.
Love my karting, yeah. Is Phil Babb going to be there?
No, he's waiting in for a washing machine delivery, as I mentioned earlier.
No.
But you will be meeting Steve Bold and Ian Five Ankles, Jim.
Oh, hold on. Am I karting with Jim as well? I kind of hoped I'd spend some time with just Peggy.
I've heard Peggy's fit, Ian. Proper bagged yourself a stunner there, eh?
Well, she's gorgeous. Yes, we're having a lovely time.
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Let's go to Taj with the news.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
I'm Bevel Neville, the third Neville brother.
You've heard of Gary Neville.
You've got children at home.
You've heard of Phil Neville.
Nobody comes to the door and gives you a trophy.
Now it's time to meet the third Neville brother. Bevel Neville.
Beveling is when you change a square edge on a surface to a sloping one. And I'm world class at it. I've beveled thousands of edges in my career in some of the most exotic locations in the world. I've beveled edges in Paris, Barcelona and Milan.
Are we out? Yep, we're out. Okay, cool.
I met Bevel Neville at a charity awards dinner. He's a really nice bloke, I have to say that. He beveled the edges of our table and made them look really quite fancy.
He's bloody good at beveling, isn't he? He's world class at beveling. What are you doing there, mate? What are you doing? What are you up
just
to?
Just sending a picture of my penis to my doctor.
Oh, okay, right, yep. Sure.
Could I have some privacy? Please?
Absolutely, yep. Sandra, can you avert your eyes? Ian's taking a picture of his penis. Thank you.
There we are.
All done?
All done.
Good.
Yeah, I took one erect earlier, but I forgot to grab the flaccid one.
Right. Okay. Why? Why?
Well, I was late to get here. So.
No. Why are you sending pictures of your penis to your doctor?
Well, I'm meeting up with Peggy for the first time today, as you know, as I mentioned. And I just wanted peace of mind that everything was normal down there. And with my health plan, you get 4 GP appointments per year free of charge.
That is a top offer. World class.
The GP on the phone said, just send me one flaccid, one erect, and he'd have a look.
Right.
That's private healthcare, Anthony. The NHS would never do this. There's a waiting list for that kind of thing.
And by that point, you'd lose your erection.
Oh, butterfingers. What am I like? Silly me.
Why, what's happened?
Oh, dear. I've sent them to the wrong GP in my phone book.
Oh, which GP have you sent it to?
Gary Pallister.
Gary Pallister?
Yeah.
You've sent a picture of your erect penis to Gary Pallister.
Well, not to worry. Oh, not to worry. Here, GP sent. All's well that ends well.
Right. Yeah, it is all's well that ends well, but you've sent a picture of your erect penis to Gary Pallister.
He won't know it's
right,
me.
Okay.
It doesn't have my face in it. Oh, actually, no, it does. It does have my face in it.
Why did you take a picture of your erect penis with your face in it for your doctor?
Well, I assume for GDPR rules it would need to be identifiable.
Right. I'm sure it'll be fine. You know, it's just fine. A laugh, just a bit of fun.
Just like Phil and Gary, I'm a United fan through and through. But while they're Red Devils, I'm an Edge Beveler.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Ian Five Ankles.
Ian, let's talk about the game last night. A good win for the team, but marred by unpleasantness on the field after the final whistle.
That's right, Anthony. Ugh. The team celebrated and, frankly, it was disgusting. You'd think they'd have won something.
They haven't won anything, have they, Ian, apart from that game?
Yeah, they're making absolute fools of themselves. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for passion in the game, whether it's a full-blooded tackle from behind, a full-blooded elbow in the back at a corner, or a full-blooded slur against an opposition's family member. But showing basic human emotions when winning a match, it's just a step too far.
The manager's foreign, Ian. The manager's foreign. He'll have to learn that this is the Premier League.
You're in England now, mate. Show a modicum of self-restraint.
In other news, an important draw for Sean Dyche, and he couldn't hide his joy.
It's lovely to see, isn't it? It's a good old Dyche.
Yeah.
Not afraid to have a smile. It's well-deserved. Let's let our hair down, for goodness sakes.
Well, he can't, but there's someone on the line. You are through to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. What do you think about footballers showing basic levels of human emotions when they've won a game?
Are you all right, Ian? It's Gary Pallister here, mate.
Let's hit pause there. top bants with Gary Pallister coming up. It's 8:18. Here's Angelina with the trap.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking out?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
What on earth are these photos then, Ian?
Oh dear. Yeah, I'm sorry, Gary Pally, they were meant for the doctor. Can you just delete them?
Hey, gosh, Ian, hey. Your little lad's up for a 50-50 baller, eh?
I don't know what that means in this context.
Wait till Class of 92 sees this, mate.
Well, no, Gary, no. Please, just delete them, mate.
You know what I've always wanted in my backyard?
No, what's that?
Swing ball set.
Okay, all right. Fair dues, mate. I'll sort that out for you.
New decking.
Oh, come on. What?
And at the bottom of the lawn, I want it replaced with 5G AstroTurf.
Well, that's not banter, Gary Pally. How much is that going to set me back, Anthony?
Hold on, just looking it up. Is that a full-size swing ball or junior swing ball, Gary Pally?
Come on, Gary. This is silly. I thought we were pallies.
Not the way you behaved in the 90s, Ian. What goes around comes around, mate. You get your coppers.
Gary, let's meet in the middle. How about a really nice gas barbecue? That's
you're right, lads. I'm a fair man. Let's keep it affordable, yeah?
Yeah.
Ta-ta.
Good. Thank you, Gary. Cheers.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What have you done to make Gary Pallister that upset with you?
Well,
Ian?
We were huge rivals back in the day, Anthony. I always let him know I was there.
Bad challenges.
No, I'd just stand behind him at corners and shout, I'm here. He hated that.
Sandra, can you keep Angelina talking about the travel for a while longer? Just make her go up and down the M1 if that's okay on the helicopter. We need to sort this one. Oh, fuck. It's not that much money. On the bright side, what, a gas barbecue? You can get a really nice one for like 500 knockers. Well, I'm sure I'll be all right with that.
I can't spend 500 knockers. I'm spending that on go-karting, hotels and Pizza Express for me, Peggy and Steve Bold.
Was that with a voucher for Pizza Express?
Of course it's with a bloody voucher. No one pays full price for Pizza Express. Are you mad? But even so, if I pay that bastard Gary Pally, I won't have any money left to wine and dine my galley Peggy.
And Steve Bold. All right. Have your asthma inhaler, Ian. We can get out of this. There we go.
That is top salbutamol.
It does the trick. It does the trick. Right. The spot, okay. Yeah. You need this. You need the touch of a good woman who's probably a scam artist, but that's beside the point. And you can't let your customers down at Phil Babb's go kart track.
I need those photos, Anthony. Yeah, can we get someone to steal Gary Pallister's phone? Steve Bold.
Well, I'm not sure Steve Bold's agile enough for a job like that.
A striker then? Someone who's nippy?
Well, like Harry Kane?
Yes, but no modern day striker would get involved in this.
Well, it's not going to do it. Oh, no,
the game's gone.
Do it.
The game's gone soft. It. We need someone who's a ready arrival. Someone who has skin in the game.
Well, who are United's rivals back in the day? Blackburn Rovers? Shearer?
No, he won't do it. He's a coward.
Chris Sutton?
Yeah, he wouldn't hurt a fly. What about Kevin Gallagher? I've got his number, and he owes me a favour.
Yes, Kevin Gallagher, the Scottish assassin. What a player.
What a talent.
What a talent. A special talent, Ian.
A special splashing. On his day.
On his day. He was a penalty box ninja, Ian.
Oh, it's ringing.
Yeah, okay. Right. We need to come back from Angelina, don't we? Can we just do it in your own time, Ian? Let's have another break after this.
In five ankles, I've been expecting you.
The Scottish assassin.
Okay.
Speak in, Miss Moneypenny.
I need your help, Gallo.
That's your secret service.
Gallo, I need you to get one over on your old adversary, Gary Pallister.
Nothing would give me greater pleasure.
Okay, infiltrate his base, steal his phone. Are you up to the challenge? Are you, Kevin?
Scottish assassin, reporting for duty.
You're a lifesaver, mate.
Does it have to be done today?
Oh, yeah, within the next hour.
Oh, bit of a problem. I've locked myself in my front porch.
Oh, no, Kevin.
I stepped out without my keys. A door behind me slammed and the door in front locked. I'm not going to be able to infiltrate Palace's defences until my wife gets back.
Well, when's she getting back?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? What, you're sleeping in there?
Aye.
We really have to get back from Angelina, Ian. She's run out of travel and just counting all the red cars she can see. Okay, we're coming back. Ian, put the phone down. I'm really sorry, mate. You can't do that now.
It's all right. Yeah, no. I nearly found love, and I nearly had a bloody good time at Phil Babb's go-kart.
So sorry, Ian.
The Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show on Sports Horn. Ian's got the horn all morn.
Before he wipes down that horn and gives it to Kitty Spink and Ray Leopard for the big, big, big Premier League preview show.
All roads lead to Drive at 5 with F1 racer Drew Fibonacci.
He didn't drive F1 cars, he tested them. Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Ian Five Ankles.
We've done that bit. So many of you texting in on 75358. Boney from Fleet says, I have a driving ban and yet members of the public are allowed to speed around Phil Babb's go-karting track and the authorities turn a blind eye. Yet again, it's one rule for ex-Premier League players and another for the rest of us. Ian, that is a good point. What have you got away with as an ex-pro that a normal person couldn't?
I once got into a car boot sale without paying because the attendant was a QPR fan.
Good, yeah.
But, I mean, that's where the fun ends. I tell you what, I wish I wasn't a professional footballer. I really do. I tell you what, Anthony, it's a snakes game.
Yeah.
It is. And speaking of snakes, my penis is in the hands of Gary Pallister and he's about to unzip it.
We're on air, Ian.
I don't care. It's men's matters. It's men's health. It's men's hygiene. It's my penis. My advice to all of you out there, don't send pictures of yourself on the internet, even in a medical setting.
Well, you can't in a medical setting.
No, you can't. You can't. Russia will intercept it, or in this case, Gary Pallister. I don't know who's worse, Russia or Gary Pallister. And to all of you going to Phil Babb's go-karting track today, you won't see three ex-professional footballers. Phil Babb, he's got the washing machine coming. Ian Five Ankles, because I've done something with my penis. And Steve Bold, because he's sort of implicated in this blackmail thing. And I won't get to see the love of my life.
Have you already transferred your Tesco club card points to the Pizza Express vouchers? Because they're non-refundable. You will not get those back either, Ian.
You've just highlighted... Yeah, it gets worse. It gets worse. It really does.
Phone's ringing. Thank you, Sandra. It's Gary Pallister. Gary, hello.
I found a nice gas barbecue I like.
Send us a link and I'll buy it. You win. You win. Pally, Gary, you bloody win.
Hold on a second, Ian. Hold on just 1 second. There is someone else on the line. Sandra, put him through. Who is this?
Hello, my name is Dr. Stephan Okoku. I'm Ian Five Ankles' GP.
Dr. Okoku?
Ian Five Ankles.
Dr. Okoku?
Ian Five Ankles.
Tell me about my penis, Doctor.
Do you not want this to be private, Ian? We're broadcasting live on the UK's third most popular sports radio station. I think the hippopotamus oath is...
What's the use? Well, I'm not going to see Peggy from Budapest, am I?
I don't know what that means. Is that a euphemism? Well, it's good news, and incredibly good news.
It is?
Your penis is perfectly normal. Not only is it normal, it's textbook, quite literally.
Textbook?
Yes, it's so normal, in fact, that the British Medical Journal want to buy the picture of it for £500.
Do they? Well, really?
Yes, they're doing an article about perfectly normal penises that are below average length and girth. Ian Five Ankles, you are a marvel of modern science. Permission to sell it?
Permission granted. Wow, thank you, Doctor. Thank you.
That is marvellous news.
What a turn up. Gary Pallister, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm in. I heard every word of it.
So now my penis is in the public domain with my face. You can go whistle for your barbecue. What's this I'm sending over to you?
I've received something. What is it?
It's a close-up of my middle finger, yeah?
Damn you, Firebank. Damn you. Damn you.
Thank you, Gary Pallister. Ian Five Ankles will be at Phil Babb's go-karting this afternoon. Just looking at the booking availability on the website, it seems that whether you were there or not, Ian, it made no difference to sales whatsoever.
I just don't care about that. I'm not bothered. I'm just looking forward to an American hop with one gorgeous checkered flag of a lady.
And Steve Bold.
Yeah, I'll order him a Fiorentina. He loves the egg.
The time is 8:32. Let's go to the news with Taj.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
For some reason, if there's egg on a pizza, it makes him laugh.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders that we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.